yo, this is Flavor Flav, and I am coming at you with one of my flavor faves, Raising Cane's. So when you're looking for flavor fast, order in a flash, online or on their app. Raising Cane's, one love.
In the horn section is what changed it for me.
It's got some serious personality.
Yeah.
It reminds me of...
Lyrics, limited.
Yep.
Limited. I need a dollar.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, there's not much there.
Dollar's what I need.
Yeah, the dollar's what I need.
Who sang the song Ain't No Sunshine When She's Gone?
Oh, I don't know, but talk about incredible.
Who sang that song?
Ellie, can you check that?
Swim's checking it.
Yeah.
Bill Withers.
Bill okay. That sounded a little bit like Bill Withers.
There was Bill Withers sound to that.
Like it could be his son.
Yes.
Bill Withers' son is Aloe Black. Maybe not, but that
I don't know.
Tell me.
Yeah,
it didn't sound a little like Bill Withers.
Just so you know, I would have fell off my chair if you'd have played
Ain't No Sunshine.
I'd be on the ground. I'd
be
in the fetal position with it turned up and holding the headsets, just going crazy. It would be.
You'd be on the ground.
I'd be on the ground,
laying down
on the ground. And the problem is, like Bolt would say, getting up, because it's like just now it's
getting
like now it's like zip. We need a little help here.
When I go down to get Bullet, I'm like, I don't know if I'm getting.
I'm not exactly. When you go, there's never a time. So I'm just getting on the floor a little bit. Nope. No, never.
It's hard to get up.
Oh, where was I? Was someplace? We were at some little event thing, and where I was sitting down at this chair, and Laura came over and sat down like right next to me on the floor. I'm like, how did you do that?
Women can do it.
They can do it. It's unbelievable. I go. It would take. And first of all, the embarrassment of me in front of people trying to get up off the floor. It'd be a lot.
What happened over at Nebraska football? We'd cover practice, but there's nowhere to write, so the guys would just sit in the hallway, Indian style.
I remember seeing it, yeah.
And I tried to do it. I couldn't do it. I physically couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. Like, I couldn't cross my leg.
How tight were your jeans?
Let's get back to the ratings here.
Ratings.
Where are we at
here, well, guys?
High.
Yeah, high. 8.56.
Okay.
6999. Solid score.
Get up a little bit.
Yeah, that 6999.
Whipped it to
701. Screw it. Do it.
Screw it.
What do we think? Where do we think Ellie,
her father? Okay, let's go hang in. We got, I'm going to say Ellie's going to be, I like her right at the 6.9. I like Dad a little bit higher, 7.4.
I think Ellie's going to be around an 8. There
seven,
it is.
5. Dad, low.
Derek, you up on the wrong side of the bed?
We're lucky he's up.
It's got to be a huge bed because he's 6'10".
He missed the whole thing. Ellie had to jump in on the radio. She's doing the show live, and Dad missed the whole thing. Yeah, missed the whole thing.
Let's get to some text, some ratings on the text line. Let's start with this one. Tater says, I don't know this song, but it's kind of catchy, 6.5.
Yeah.
Triple H's dad says, catchy, give it a 6.0. Mike and Dalton gives it a 1. John in Southeast Lincoln with a 5.0, never heard it before. Bill in Bennett, 1.3. Who in Columbus, Bill?
Bird.
Bill. Whoa.
Well, he does it a little bit different, too, so I'm doing a little bit different.
Okay.
Changing up a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
1 for Bird.
Bird gave it a 1.
Bird gave it a 1.
Bird, go back and listen to the hey. And listen when the horn when they bring the horns in. It'll change
it.
Give
it a 1.
Rod in South Lincoln says, interesting Wednesday song, 6.0. Sean in Omaha, best song you've ever played, Swim, 7.1.
gave it a 7.1.
Believer.
Best ever, it's a 7.
I know. Believer says, I will send you money to never play it again, 2.1. Kiffin in Columbus gives it a 1.1. We have best song Nick has ever chosen by Ozarks Brandon. He gave it a 3. somebody says it's a 10. Thanks for joining the 21st century.
Ooh.
We don't do that here much.
That was a shot at us.
That was a shot at Jake and then really shot at the old people down here at the end.
Yep. Guilt Nerd with a 3 and Cornbread in Oklahoma, 7.3.
Cornbread.
For him. Going to the YouTube stream really quickly. We got Nels in Montana with a 7.5. Troy G with a 4.7. Genghis with a 2.1.
Genghis.
The corn.
And Bolt with a swing and a miss, 0.05. That's on the YouTube stream.
That's Bolt.
Yes.
It caught us both the same, but that's again, it gets back to parallel lives. We heard the horns, we heard the hey, and it's like, don't know it. But and again, I wasn't sure that there's even a song made in 2010. That shocks me the most.
Good. That's right. Good. Today's Starter Haven Jewelers song of the day was I Need a Dollar by Aloe Black, released in 2010. All right, guys, it is time before we get to break for the mailbag, sponsored by Applied
Connective
Technologies, The three words you don't want to hear in IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Oh, that's God. Right. You can learn more at AppliedConnective.com. We're just going to do text. We did get one email in last night, but since Jake is not here, I'll be full transparent. We just don't have access, or I don't have access to the mailbag email. So, Jake.
What a job by Applied Connect.
100%. 100%. Applied Connect.
Shut it down.
This is one from Michael for the mailbag. Says, aloha, enjoying our last few days on island. It can be challenging driving my full-size truck around downtown Lincoln. In parking garages, even though my truck fits, I still duck my head every time thinking I'm about to hit the bar above the top. What is one thing that you guys do that doesn't make sense, but you guys still do it subconsciously anyway?
Ooh, God,
cheers,
that's a good question.
From Michael.
Yeah, you know, it's a great question. I don't, but it's one of those things that catches your ear. I'm going like, okay, what would that be? I have no idea.
You're gonna think of things though during the course of the day.
Later on, something's gonna come up.
You probably do about seven of them.
Yeah, I do some odd things. I do some really odd things.
Okay, what? Okay, say phrase it. We're gonna try this.
What do you do subconsciously that doesn't make sense, but you still do it anyway?
I'm trying to. Yeah, I'm drawing a complete blank.
Any thoughts?
Yeah, the truck thing is real.
The truck thing's real.
Yeah, that's real.
One for you, I would think it was really real.
Yep. Well, remember I got stuck another time. I had to go 1 inch at a time, and it took me over 45 minutes to get out of my parking spot because I was backing into the car behind us. I
could only That was real, though.
That was real.
Yeah, that wasn't a real deal.
Yeah, so the
irrational. He's asking us basically what we do that's irrational, which, God, that could
be a whole show.
Yeah,
it could be a show, but we're going to probably have to get back to that.
That's fine. That's fine. We'll get back to that.
It's a good question.
Kip, text in. Once again, text in for the mailbag, 402-464-5685. Mailbag sponsored by our friends at Applied Connective Technologies.
Albion.
Kip says, all credit card machines should have a sticker where you tap. I feel like a dork when I can't find it. Do you guys, let me ask you this. Do you guys tap when you pay nowadays? Do you tap? Do you still insert or are you an old-fashioned slide?
I'm an insert. The tap is okay. I've done the tap a few times. I still insert. Don't swipe, insert.
If the tap is very evident, I'll just hit do that. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Now, if sometimes it's not as evident. Like, you don't even know if it's available.
Let me ask you this.
Am I wrong?
No, you're fine. One step further is, do you guys ever use your phone to pay?
No.
Never heard of it.
That's hilarious.
You guys think
I'm going to go to Lee's Chicken with just my phone? Hey, Lee. Is Lee here? I'm going to pay for him on my phone. You got my phone. What do you do with that?
I have my phone.
I'll send you a text.
Hey, guys. Jake Sorensen. Close your eyes and imagine what you look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. There's no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
You'll love it.
No.
You guys don't have your card connected to your phone.
And also the annoyment, was that just being so
annoyance.
Annoyance.
Yes.
Of the Starbucks person ahead of me that has their phone. Beep. I'm like, stop.
Oh, come on.
Nope. Not for it.
Here's what I got the other day. Now, I deposit my checks like you did in 1985.
Yeah.
I deposit them.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
And the lady, this is the second time she did it, the young woman that waits on me at the window. She said, now you can do this at an ATM. Yeah. You can put it in your checking account at an ATM. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I'd just like to come here.
Yeah. Would you like to come inside for this, just to have
the slip? No, I just go through a drive-thru.
You go through a drive-thru? I don't. I never go through a drive-thru either.
You go in.
I go in.
And even at restaurants?
What's that? No, I'm talking about at a bank.
Okay, at a bank.
Gotcha. I always go in. First of all,
check in your account.
There's generally just two people sitting there. There's no one in. There's never a line at a bank because no one really goes in anymore.
Yeah.
So I like to go in, usually grab a sucker, and I talk to him a little bit, and I go through a couple different things.
You would never put a check in via the ATM.
No, no chance.
Do you guys have a mobile banking app?
No chance.
Yes, I do.
They so you'll love this one, too.
I deposit my checks through my mobile banking
through your
app.
Mobile app. That's what Sean said to do.
You take a picture. It's done.
Sean, it freaks Sean out when he calls, and I'm in line at Wells Fargo. Yeah. He's like, what are you doing? You can do this on your phone.
No, I'm no. I love to, and they also say just so you know if cause I'll ask them because we have like different accounts. I'll go, can I go through this account balance, whatever like that? And they're like, oh, absolutely. They're super nice. And they're going, then you can also do this online banking. And I'm like, I just start laughing at him. I go, you really think that I'm logging in to the online
we're
banking?
Get made fun of online.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. I'm good.
I mean, frankly, you guys are what is allowing the workers, the employees at the bank, the tellers, to get refreshers on how to run the system. Right. Because you just put a perfect example. Sir, you can just take care of all this on the mobile app. Well, I don't want to. I need you to do it.
Also, I'm at First National Bank of Omaha? And I go to the one over on your side of town, Steve. I go to the one on 84th and something. I don't know, kind of by...
Would it be Adams,
right by
Fremont?
It's right by Hy-Vee. No, Adams is too far.
Holdridge.
Somewhere right there. It's right there.
Leitner Holdridge.
And Michael works there. Michael does everything at the bank. But sometimes he's up front. Sometimes he's in the drive-thru or he has his own office. But when I walk in, I ask for Michael. I go, don't be wrong. I said, is Michael here? And they go get him. He's awesome. Sometimes they come out. He'll be like, hey, coach, what's up? Because, again, I can't handle change.
Right.
And everyone else is super. They're in super, but I want to talk to Michael.
Yeah, we have
that's
trouble
so funny.
In something.
Yeah.
The other day I said, now, I didn't know if this was, I just said, or I'd like to inject this check into my.
Inject the check. I like that.
I'd like to inject this check into my checking account.
Yeah.
And they said, inject? I said, yeah. Yeah, inject.
Yes.
Now, you got to double down on it.
I would have figured that out. I'd have been what you meant. Like that. I'd done something special.
I was taken aback by the reaction.
Yeah, but anyway. when it comes to things that like that also freak you out a little bit off of the subject, when things are like about what's the weird thing you do, when I see weird things, it freaks me out. Unleaded gas still. It says unleaded. Mm-hmm. There hasn't been leaded gas for 40 years. Why does it say unleaded gas? It should just say gas. There's no there hasn't been leaded gas since the 70s.
It
freaks me out, but it should just say gas. And you can pick what, like the hey, we have this, we have the premium, or we have the 85, whatever it is like that. That's all it should say. But I love it. It still says unleaded. You can say that. It's like saying it's like having Diet Coke. You know why? Because there's still Coke that still exists.
Is there still some engines out there where you don't want to have unleaded?
I don't know. I just try to find engines. Imagine go to some place like that. Excuse me, ma'am. Where's the leaded gas?
Sir,
they got rid of that in the 70s.
I don't even know how you'd put it.
They got rid of it in the 70s. Is there any, excuse me, like, where's the asbestos tile at? Like that? Or asbestos-free tile? No, there's no asbestos.
Is there any engine experts that would say...
We haven't gotten a text on the gas part yet. We are having a lot of thoughts on the bank stuff. Houston chimes in and says,
it's not going to be good.
My closest bank branch has a physical building, but you can't go inside. It's drive-through only.
I wouldn't go.
Should I switch banks?
Yes, 100. 100. If the option's not there, 100.
That's odd.
Don't do that. If the option, and then you want to choose
the other.
It feels
like a waste of space.
Yeah. 100%. Just no.
Odd.
If you can't go in. And also, here's the other thing, too. It was like people that are older, where they retire like that. Like you said, my dad goes in because he talks to everybody. Yeah. Talks to Pork Chop, talks to the Shin Daddy. Ron. He talks to everyone. He has left his gloves over 400 times in the bank.
Gloves?
His gloves. He wears gloves from right around, I guess, I think. He probably takes them off about mid-March. Like that, and he puts them back on late August. He wears gloves every day. His hands are cold. And leaves his gloves there every time. They're like, Steve, Ron left his gloves again. They're on top of the ATM. They're everywhere. And they know they're Ron's gloves.
Don't trust that bank, by the way.
No, not you can't
go
in.
You can't trust that bank. If you have a bank that you can't go in, you don't trust that bank.
So this is from Jared in Lincoln regarding the car situation. He says some classic cars need leaded. You can buy the lead separately, says Jared in Lincoln.
Buy the lead. But again, This is talking about separately? The regular people. I think we just have the word gas.
Regular people.
I don't think the word gas.
Separately.
Like, yeah. Imagine, excuse me, where can I get the lead so I can insert that into my regular gas?
How does that even work?
That's so funny. Somebody, one other
person. There's a lot of guys driving. You know what? I've seen a lot of 69 Chevelles go by today.
Come on.
Last one. Jay in Norfolk says, my bank's mobile app recently updated, and I had to set up the biometrics on my phone to access it by fingerprint, and I absolutely hate it. Thinking about switching banks now.
Do it. Switch it.
This is the difference in age, because I prefer to have Face ID set up on my phone for every single thing. I don't want to worry about remembering passwords. I just want to be able to show my face on my phone and have that little check mark comes up that lets me log into everything that I need.
If you shave your beard, will it still work?
Yes, it would. I've accidentally done it before.
So. You accidentally shaved your beard? You didn't know you were doing it?
It actually just happened about 3 weeks ago or about a month ago. So it was the whole guard situation. It was one of those things where you put the wrong guard on the razor. You start and you like stop for a second because you feel all the hair that's coming off. And you go, well, that is one of the worst no turning back from here moments. You can't do anything about it.
I'm growing a beard. I'm going to do it. I'm growing a full beard.
I'll believe it when I see it. That is the mailbag on a Wednesday.
Oh, the bag.
Sponsored by our friends at Applied Connective Technologies. You can learn more at appliedconnective.com. All right, when we come back, is Ari Wasserman of On3 says it's the year of the quarterback. He says it's 2025 is the year of the quarterback. What does he mean by that? And are any Huskers on the list? We'll tell you. Coming up, hour number two, early break.